Today on the Relationship Renovation Podcast, we teach you how to take something that might be unknown to your partner and make it known. We help you find ways to talk about things that you need to talk about in your relationship.
Hello, all, and welcome to the Relationship Renovation Podcast. I am Tara Kerwin.
And my name is EJ Kerwin. And today, Tara is going to normally I'm kind of the one who's bringing in topics, and Tara's flowing in.
I think it's 50-50.
No, I think this one, because I have no idea where we're going. I'm just
Two days ago, we had our staff meeting, and we try to do trainings for our staff, quarterly. And we had a psychodrama training, which is really cool. If you don't know what psychodrama is, it's basically therapy theater, if you will. You basically put all your stuff on stage, and it's an experiential type of therapy. It's actually beautiful. It gets you kind of into your body and thinking differently out of frontal lobe.
It can make things happen that you are so surprised would even happen.
It's amazing. So of course, our psychodrama trainer has known us for, 15 years.
15 years.
So she picks us to be the students, if you will.
We were the clients. We jumped on stage.
Yeah, she picked us to be the examples. And we're totally. We got all of our shit out there. okay. And so, what happened was a really cathartic experience and a very eye-opening experience for the two of us over a really little thing. And I was of course we have to bring this to our podcast to talk about it with our listeners, because it's all about making assumptions and making judgments about each other in the relationship that the other person has no idea what's happening, and then it gets all messy.
Yeah. So let me describe, you're going to have to help me a little bit with the details, because I was having a hard time remembering how it got to where it got. But basically what she did is a very simple thing called empty chair works, where in this situation, it would be as if I was going to talk to Tara about something, right? And instead of Tara being sitting in this chair across from me, Tara instead is sitting someplace to the side, right? So she's observing me, right?
And with 15 other people.
Well, in this case, but in the therapeutic setting, it would just be, a therapist would be there. Tara's over here, and I'm talking to this chair that no one's in. But I'm talking to that chair as if she's sitting into it. And the purpose for it is, one, because she's not there, I might be more free in saying what I'm going to say because I'm not reading her body language. But Tara also might be able to hear it, what I'm saying, easier because she's not in front of me. She's just observing me.
Yes, I am the observer. I'm not in it. So it gives me a chance to kind of view it and view your process without being the recipient.
So we'd already done half of it, and Tara had been, I was the empty chair first, and so I was sitting on the side and listening, and Tara was talking to me, and she was talking about
that I don't often thank you, that I'm often in my mind I thank you all the time, but I don't come out and thank you. And so it was what do you want him to know? Tara can have a different difficulty time saying thank you because of all the other things that my little head gets filled up with. And immediately, before I even started talking to the chair, aka you, I started crying because I'm so overwhelmed with gratitude and thankfulness for you, but I don't show it. So I got to say, I'm sorry I don't say it as much, but I want you to know you're an amazing dad and an amazing husband and an amazing business owner, and thank you for everything that you do. And I was crying, and oh my gosh, it was beautiful. And then EJ could say, wow, I have a hard time hearing that.
And so then I came up afterwards, and it was really touching hearing Tara say that. And then she said, all right, let's switch. And then Tara went over to the side, and I sat down, and she then asked me to talk to Tara, who the empty chair was there. And then I said, and then so she was like, how was that to hear? And I was just like, and I think I was like something like, it's hard. It felt good, but it's hard to hear it because I often feel almost the opposite. I think I feel like a lot of criticism. So it was I feel that it was nice to hear, but it's hard to hear because I think it's hard for me to hear compliments in general anyway. But specifically in our relationship, I feel like sometimes I concentrate much more on the negative.
So this is where it gets really big over something that in my mind was like,
yeah, and I don't know how I got there.
It doesn't matter how you got there,
yeah.
But why don't you share what happened, and then we can talk from both perspectives.
So then I think they were like, I think she said something to the effect of like, well, for example, like, when are the times I feel criticized or whatever? And I was just like, well, like, in the mornings, like, oftentimes, or really anytime, Tara will, like, come up to me and just, like, fix my hair.
Always, yeah.
Like, she's
always,
like,
I'm a little monkey grooming you.
I'm a little thin on top, right? And I think maybe I'm a little bit self-conscious about it. And I think she's also very tuned, at least my story is she's very tuned into it. So she's always, like, fixing my hair. And then they were like, well, what do you think about it? And I was like, well, I hate it. Like, I don't like it when you do that because I feel like
you're a baby.
Like I'm a baby and I'm small and you're like fixing me and there's something wrong with me always because you fix my hair like basically
40 times a day, people.
40 times a day.
Never and so it's have like, I so ever it's like, heard this before, by the way. We have been
well,
together.
Well, you know I'm uncomfortable. Well, maybe not. I don't know.
I did not know, EJ.
That is crazy. But
I did
okay.
not know. So 15 years, I'm a little, this is just me.
Well, this is a new thing though. This is definitely... It's more the last year.
Honey, I have been fixing your hair for over a decade, always.
So my perception, my story is in this, like, that like, this is something new, and it's just, like, I just don't like it. I don't like it.
Something happened where it shifted, because I have done this my whole life with you.
Your whole life.
I have done your little hair. I would do the blow dryer. Like, I'm sorry you don't remember that. But like, again, see, we have different perceptions
for
completely.
Sure.
So regardless of if it's been 15 years or a year,
yes.
EJ hates it, has not told me that it makes him feel less than like a baby.
I cringe inside.
And so here I am doing it all of the time, daily, and he's having this response and not telling me. So I don't. No, now I know. Now I have full power and choices with what
well,
I know.
Well, then they were like, well, okay. And again, the terror's not there yet. So I'm still talking to her. And it's much easier talking through this with her not there. But yet she is there because she's hearing it. And I think like she's also, because she's not sitting in front of me and she's seeing it's my process, like she's not reacting to it and she's not like being defensive. Because even now we're having a little tete-a-tete about it because we're sitting in front of each other. But the empty chair thing like allowed us to have a very different experience. And so they were like, well, what would be different for you? And I was like, well, you know, it would like be different if you asked me. You know, like if you wanted to fix my hair, if I felt like I had a choice,
like yeah,
if you're like, hey, can I fix your hair? And then I get to be like, yeah, yeah, that's fine. Or no, like I don't want you to fix my hair. Like I'll do it myself. Because sometimes yeah. I'll be like, I'll snap and I'll be like, well, I can fix my own hair. You know, really what it's speaking to that part of me that's feeling like I'm like a little child and she's fixing me. And so it came to like, hey, like, yeah, you could just ask me. Or the way we've adapted this week since then is in the morning, once I do my hair, I ask her, hey, would you like to fix my hair? And that feels good. Like,
and
I don't mind
that. No, because I actually don't need to. Have I fixed your hair?
You have not fixed my hair in the last couple of days.
Thank you. Because here's the important thing, right? For a year, let's just say, you cringe, you recoil. I had no idea, so I keep doing it. Imagine what that does in a relationship, if it wasn't us. Imagine what that does. Daily micro moments of recoiling because your partner, you assume that your partner is criticizing you. Your story was you're not good enough, you're a baby, right? Which was not mine at all. I'm just a little fixer. I do it to our dogs, to our kids, to you, to me,
you
to
see,
everybody
though,
around
I mean,
me.
I'm with the dogs and the kids, but...
No, I'm saying that, but it has nothing to do with you. Like, that's just me. I look around and I'm like, ooh, I like to like make things pretty and beautiful.
I got to fluff the pillows.
Everything. So it's two separate things.
Yeah.
I have no idea EJ's internalizing this. Like he's insecure. He feels like he's not enough. He hates it. Thank gosh I know now. So if you're listening to this and you can relate to something about whether it's, you know, gosh, I feel like my partner judges me for this and I feel really bad when they say this. Like, your partner might not know how really, truly bad it's making you feel. EJ had to go from judgment, like, oh, she just keeps doing that because she thinks I'm not enough, to actually, I feel like I'm not enough. So you have to understand what's happening truly for you, not your partner. And then you have to go to your partner and be like, this is what's happening for me. Because now I know, and I would never like want you to recoil from me 20 times a day. Just because I'm a little fixer or whatever you want to call me, because you don't need to be fixed up, that doesn't mean I can't be like, now I know that it makes you feel really bad. So I'm going to be like, oh my God, I would never, that was never my intention. And now I know. And absolutely, it should be your choice. And I'm so like, I apologize for like, that's just who I am, is who I've always been in my surroundings. But now I can be way more intentional knowing how it makes you feel. And like, because it's so unconscious for me, like I just immediately touch and want to fix like hair pieces out of your hair, because it's like kind of probably part of my OCD. Like now I can be like, oh, wait, and I'll stop, and I'm going to still get it wrong. Again, it's like feeling empowered to have, we both have a choice now.
Yeah.
But when you don't tell me, right, when you guys aren't telling each other, we have no freaking clue.
Well, and I think that that's the commonality, and that's what somebody that's listening might relate to, is this fact that like we are so firmly grounded in our own perceptions and beliefs, right? Because I know there's something that one of you out there is thinking about, like some dynamic with your partner where you're like, well, of course they know that this drives me crazy, and they still do it over and over and over. Like we have stories we tell ourselves, because even though I'm listening to you and I love you and I give you the total benefit of the doubt, like it's so like hard for me to like compute that you didn't know I didn't like that, right? Like, because I have such a story that like I feel it so strongly. I feel it in my body, like my like myself like going back. I feel snippy in my responses to you in that moment. And the fact that you might not or weren't attuned to that and didn't know that is like, it's hard to comprehend. And that's, and we're so set in it. Like we're like, of course my partner knows that I hate that. And they do it anyway. And the reality is like here, you weren't aware.
If I love you, why would I want to make you recoil from me 20 times a day? Like, that doesn't even make sense. I get that you're never like, oh my God, honey, thank you so much for fixing my hair. But you've never once been like, that makes me feel bad.
No.
And so I literally, so I just, again, I want you to.
We think that our partner should be a brain reader, a mind reader, and they should just like,
what are the assumptions? What are the judgments? Reflect on like what that means for you. Because, right, you're judging me in those moments. And like, I had no clue. And like, what conversation, right, could feel really safe and comfortable to have this with your partner? Because I think you didn't tell me because what, you think I'm already stressed out and you didn't want to like add to my pile? Like, what was the reason why
you didn't tell me? I didn't tell you because I really just assumed you knew and you didn't care.
Wow. See, that's... like, how many people out there think that?
I think, yes. I think almost everybody.
Because what has happened in those 2 days since you told me? I want everyone to hear this, because we would never have even been put in this predicament had we not had a psychodrama in service and been picked out to be the clients.
Well, it's changed
greatly. This could have gone on for another year, two years.
You haven't done it, but then I've also opened up the space to ask you if you want to do it. And I truly... in those moments, if I come up to you and I say like, hey, do you want to fix my hair? And you said yes, it would be 100% okay because it completely changed the dynamic, because I'm asking you and I have a choice.
Yeah.
And what was triggering to me was I felt like I didn't have a choice.
Right.
I felt like you were just coming and I had to just sit there.
Yeah.
And then it triggered these feelings of feeling like a little kid.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that. And that's like this, that's a whole other dynamic in a lot of male-female relationships, is where the wife feels like they're sort of the parent and the husband feels like I'm like another child in this family.
Yeah.
We hear about that.
And that's not sexy. So as you know, if you're an avid listener, you get our newsletter that we recently just started our coaching program. And so we've had a lot of discovery calls. And what we've noticed is there's not just one size that fits all.
So we took all of the information that we received when we met with these couples in these discovery calls, and we created three separate tiers.
What we just created feels like the most accessible for any couple, and that is now the Relationship Renovation At Home podcast membership.
So the At Home podcast membership is going to work through Patreon. So you'll sign up for a Patreon membership, and with that, you're going to get the couple's manual, and you can either get that printed version or you can get a downloadable version. And for each lesson in it, there's going to be an exclusive podcast episode that you can listen to before or during the time that you're working on it. Beyond the videos, there's going to be a monthly live Q&A that Tara and I host. And during that time, you'll just have the opportunity to ask questions, to get clarity on issues that maybe you and your partner are struggling. But it's going to happen every single month. And you're going to be a part of it.
We get to support you through that journey in a very affordable way.
So then the next level is the certified coach package. And what that's going to include is 2 75-minute sessions a month. That's just you, your partner, and the coach. Access to a private Slack channel to receive coaching Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. You can pose questions. You can throw up struggles you're having, and you'll get coaching during the week. And full access to the podcast membership. And now the final tier of our three tiers is the Founders Premium Package. That is working privately with just Tara and myself. You meet with us twice a month for 75 minutes in which we help work you through the couple's manual, which you'll also receive a hard copy of. You'll have a private Slack channel where Tara and I will be interacting with you between Monday and Friday, 9 to 5. And as with every package, you'll have access to the podcast membership.
We've been working with couples in this model for over 10 years. We really go in depth to each of these lessons, and there's 31 lessons, by the way. So it takes most couples 6 to 9 months, just so you have an idea of what that looks like and how long the process will be. However, you will know when you've met your goals. So for some couples, they might need a membership for 6 months, for some 9 months, for some maybe longer. Regardless of if you decide one of these tiers fits you or you just decide to listen to our podcast free of charge, we're just so happy to be creating more accessibility to help your relationship thrive. That is our hearts. That is our passion. So thank you for trusting us. Again, reach out. We love hearing from you.
And if you have interest in any of these packages, right now the easiest thing to do is just to email us at coaching@relationshiprenovation.com. Just let us know what you're interested in, what you want to do, and we'll get back to you and help you out.
Just to get back to the point, because it's really important, in those 2 days since you told me, yes, now you feel empowered, but I know that it hurts you and that it triggers you, so I haven't done it. Now, if my intention was to hurt you like you thought and just do it over and over again because I'm trying to annoy you.
It's slightly different than that. It's not.
But then I would keep doing it.
Yeah, but it's not that. It's not that I thought you were intentionally doing it to hurt me. I just thought that your need for me to look a certain way overrid your awareness or caring that I might not like it.
Right. But in those 2 days, we know it's that changed. That's not true.
It's changed.
Two
for sure.
Days.
You were responsive for sure. Like you heard
so
it.
So that's,
and changed.
Thank you. That's what I want people to hear. That you might think, oh, if I tell my partner this, like, what if they're not responsive? Most of the time, when we're honest and we can be clear and we test our assumptions, we talk about how we feel judged in our relationship, your partner will be like, thank you. I had no idea.
Okay. Can we flip it? And this will help.
Absolutely.
This might help because in that instance, another like clinician, therapist, coach assisted us in getting there. So, which is different, right? For people at home. So maybe we can model really quick. Can you think of something that I do that you have some negative reaction to that maybe you haven't told me?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's not paying attention.
So let's set this up just like somebody would be home. So say like we're just like hanging, and first you're going to introduce the topic that you want to talk about something. How are you going to come into that conversation, and then how are you going to say it?
All right. I would say, EJ, there's something that kind of lurks daily that is not causing too much of a stressor, but I definitely like keep judging you around it. And it's like this little, you know, like nagging voice in the background. And I don't know quite how to have a conversation with you about it, but I know that I should because it's something that's important.
Okay. And so you're sort of setting the conversation up. You're kind of asking me is it okay that we discuss this?
Yeah. Is it okay if we discuss this?
Yeah, sure. I'm open.
Yeah. So we have this to-do list.
I have no idea what this is. I'm so excited.
We have this to-do list on our whiteboard.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And it's like some things have been there for a year.
Yeah, fixing the paint in my truck.
Some things have been there for 6 months. Some things have been there for a month. I'm okay with them being there. But there's parts of me that like I love, if you guys know me and you know our, you know, podcast, like I love checking things off lists and it feels really good. And then, so there's part of me that like you don't do that and it could like hang around forever. So I feel like it's not important to you. Like it is important to me because you don't bring it up. And when you do bring it up, when I do bring it up, I feel like it's just another thing. And you think I'm saying that you don't do enough, which I know you do a ton. So now I just don't bring it up anymore. I just like let it be on the board and...
Yeah.
And so but I don't like that because it's important to me to like get things done, the bigger things that are on there. And so I want to be able to feel, I don't want to feel nervous to talk to you about our to-do list.
So what I'm hearing you say is that to-do list, I don't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
I don't acknowledge it. And so it's almost like it's not something that I do that...
It's what you
don't
do.
That bugs you. It's something I don't do.
Yeah.
And
which is normally, again, for female-male relationships, that's pretty normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that what you're asking is I at least acknowledge that list. Like, because for instance, okay, can we take like one of the things on the list and then you can tell me like, so one of the things on the list is repairing the paint on my truck,
mm-hmm.
right? And
I know that it's not in our budget now. I get that.
So, but how do
but it's
I?
It's been
like,
on there for
so
a year.
I acknowledge. I guess one thing I could do is even though because I've never actually got a
estimate, and I've given you multiple texts to get an estimate.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So like even some step towards doing it.
Yes.
Because I think that's what I do is like. Well, it fits into my avoidance stuff. Like I avoid it because I think it's going to be expensive and the paint on the truck doesn't bug me, but I know it does bug you. And so it's important that I acknowledge that and at least take some step towards getting it done.
Yeah. Even if you're like, Tara, we can't do that for a couple of years. At least I know that you're still thinking about it and it's not just out there and to-do list wonderland.
And we know, and I assume like even, because maybe I get it and it's like $400 and it's like, oh, actually, wow,
hey, we're going to save $100 a month for the next 4 months. So I'm going to make an appointment in.
$3,800, then you know, like, okay, well, because
it's just taking action towards something. Because I feel like, right, that's the biggest thing in our relationship. I feel like we're not consistently taking action on things and then I just let it slide and then I build resentment and judgment. Like, why can't we just follow through with these things?
Okay. That's hearable. Like I can, and that's one hearable. And it's also, I feel like I can take some action on that. Like I feel like, and I think it would be supportive of you.
So just like I took action, like I am not just unconsciously like right, grooming you now. I'm like, okay, I'm going to take action. I'm going to like be really intentional. And EJ also knows like he has a choice right now. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? You know, this is important to me. I know that's important to you. And look at this conversation we had and we're not fighting.
I like this.
Yeah.
That was a great example because it was different, but.
And it's okay to support each other. Like I said, I'm going to get it wrong because I have this like automatic, like, oh, let me just fix your hair.
And I'm going to get it wrong because I'm going to avoid things that are uncomfortable. Like spending a shit ton of money is uncomfortable to me. But maybe it's not a shit ton of money. I don't even know.
So gentle reminders like, hey, remember we talked about that thing. I think it's going to be really important to follow through.
Yes.
Again, words of Brené Brown. Clear is kind, unclear is unkind. The more clear you can be about your request, about your anxieties, about your judgments, about the underlying things that are causing resentment.
Yeah, because I'm thinking like one of the things on that list was the light on the back of the house, which I don't even know if I told you. I texted Michael to come over and fix it.
Yeah,
he said he was going to come yesterday. He didn't show up, but I didn't tell you. So I will follow up with him today and be like, hey, man, do you think you can come over and
didn't even know.
Can you come over? And that I've actually,
didn't even know. You got to be like, hey, T, I did this. Like that would make me feel so good.
Yes.
Open communication. We're here to help you. If you need any tidbits or any support, we got you. You can email us.
So this is a topic which is a nuts and bolts thing that we work with couples on, which is finding ways to communicate in healthier ways, more direct ways. And sometimes you just need a little help. And so if you're interested, we have our coaching program and you can work with Tara and myself. We have a limited amount of spaces, but we're also opening it up to some coaches who work and are trained in the relationship renovation model. So if you're interested in coaching, go ahead and just email us at coaching@relationshiprenovation.com. If you want to talk to us at all about the podcast, something you'd like to hear us talk about, if you want to, you and your partner be on and we'll interview you, that's always super fun. You can email us at podcast@relationshiprenovation.com.
Well, thank you for listening to our little little side swipes when we get them.
Yeah.
But we get through them because we are building. We have not built everything perfectly, but we are building emotional safety, healthy communication skills, and that is why we are here to help others. As always, take care of yourself, take care of each other. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Me and you just singing on the train. Me and you listening to the rain. Me and you, we are the same. Me and you have all the fame we need. Indeed, you and me, are we?